I think all the players are looking forward to going against a different color jersey. We've had a lot of practices since training camp started. We haven't had to miss any practices due to weather or really an injury situation. So I think there's good familiarity between the Broncos offense and the Broncos defense. And so to go against another team, a great team like the 49ers, it'll be a good first test for us.
Big picture, Peyton, what do you look for in the first preseason game?
Well, I don't know how long we're going to play. We really haven't had that conversation yet. So however long you're in there, you're looking for some execution. You love to get, probably a mix of situations if you can. You love to get some third down work, red zone work. If you can get some short yardage work. I think those are things that the coaches would like to see. I don't know how many plays will be in there.
Hey, you worried at all about the offensive line and all the injuries that have happened during training camp?
Well, I mean, certainly you think about it because you got good offensive players that they're injured, they're not in there. It does make an impact on your team, but that's why you have depth. That's why you have guys have to be ready to play any given moment. And because of the situation, a lot of guys are getting a lot of reps. A lot of Chris Clark's getting a lot of work since OTAs and training camp. Vasquez is playing tackle. You just never know what's going to happen during the season. Injuries are going to come up during the season. So the more prepared we are, I think the better we'll be long term through the season.
Hey, Peyton, speaking of depth, we ask you so much about the three receivers, but how about some of the other guys farther down on the depth chart? What have you seen from those guys?
Well, it's been good competition. I think all those guys have worked hard. I think they've taken advantage of their opportunities to get in there, whether it's with the first group or the second group in a two-minute drill. And you've seen Caldwell and Robinson and Orton making a lot of plays, and even some of the first-year players have made some plays. It's a hard-working group. They practice every day. I know we've had a couple of injuries, these past couple of days, but I think the only way to get better is to practice every day, and I like the way those guys work.
How pleased are you with the progress of Virgil and Julius?
Well, Virgil and Julius have gotten great work this training camp. Unfortunately, we've had some injuries with Joel and Jacob, and we feel like both those guys are going to be fine. But the result of that, though, has been Virgil and Julius getting a lot of work in there with the first group and a lot of different situations. And you've seen Julius, split out wide some. You've seen him make some good catches at the tight end. And Julius just hadn't played a lot of football in the past couple of years, due to some injuries. And so it's a great situation for him. And Virgil is one of our strongest guys on the team, and yet he's made a lot of plays in the passing game. So it's been a really good camp for both of those guys.
Hey, you said you rely on the younger guys probably a lot. You are done Thursday night. You kind of coach them up.
Well, I think the coaches will coach them up, but certainly Coach Fox likes for everybody to be into the game the entire time, and you're there as a resource when somebody has a question for you. And I tell you what I like is that everybody on this team, they ask a lot of questions. They're asking questions to coaches. They're asking questions to the veteran players. That tells you that they want to learn. That they're not afraid to admit they don't know something. And if you don't ask, that's a mistake by you. And so I'll be there to answer any questions that any of the guys have, and try to help give everybody the best chance to succeed.
Hey, now that you're more comfortable with your health, you expect to play a little more in the preseason?
I really don't know. We have not had that conversation. We have been Broncos on Broncos since the get-go. So I imagine probably sometime tomorrow night, we'll have that conversation of what the whole preseason plan is. And so I really couldn't give you shed too much light on that. But however long we're in there, certainly you want, because there are a number of changes, right? We got new receivers with Wes and. Got a new offensive coordinator. Got a new guy talking in my ear. I think the more repetitions of those changes you have, I think the better you can. So I'd play as much as they'll let me.
Hey, are you spending much time concerned with who the running back is in there that's with you? Because they keep switching.
Yeah, it's been kind of by committee. No, because whoever's in there, as we all witnessed last year, we played a number of guys last year, and for a team that's going to run the ball a lot like we are, you're going to have a number of backs. And so I think that's what Coach Stoudsville and Adam, want to to get accomplished that, hey, it doesn't matter who's back in there. We can run any play, any pass protection, any run play. And, you know, the quarterback really shouldn't have to turn back and go, oh, you know, he's in here. We can't do that. Everybody's got to be able to do everything. And that's what we've been working so far in training camp. Those guys have done a good job, and we just got to keep working and keep getting better.
What's the biggest thing about a new guy talking in your ear? That's interesting to me. Is
it, yeah.
You know, communication, philosophy? What do you
mean? Well, yeah. I mean, I think there's it is different. I mean, Adam and I have spent, you know, probably more time together than I've spent more time with Adam probably, you know, than anybody else since I've been here. Greek probably being maybe number one, maybe Adam's number two. But as a quarterback's coach, you're in there every meeting with him. But when he is in your ear, there are some things that you have to go through. I mean, I think the one thing you always have to kind of figure out is hopefully he's not talking when I'm talking, you know, to somebody else. There's nothing. You know, you see the movies all the time when somebody's wired and they're telling them what to say on their first date, and you see those awkward moments. So sometimes, you know, he'll call a play, and then, you know, I'll be calling the play, and if he's saying something else, you know, that causes. And so I think Adam and I will get that feel for each other. And the thing I like about Adam is he's very decisive, and his goal, as we've talked about, is to get the play in as quickly as possible. I think he's thinking about that second down call on first and 10. You know, he'll be on the sidelines, which is great because you can get the play in even quicker. And but Adam's, I think, will be a good calming voice for me too. Reminders, you know, the guy in your ear, it's important to have a good relationship with him. And Adam and I, because of the time we spent with each other last year, I think that'll pay dividends for both of us.
If you're a pilot, you wouldn't want the air traffic controller to be screaming like, oh my
Not in the heat of the moment, no, certainly. I mean, it cuts off at 15 seconds on the play clock. I mean, I remember my rookie year, I used to think, boy, that could be great. They can tell you when you're about to get killed in the back and, you know, to get down, or they can tell you, hey, you know, he's open, throw it downfield. But they cut that thing at 15 seconds, and so there is kind of a sense of urgency. You know, when the runner's tackled, boom, Adam's getting on the phone. He's trying to get the play into you, possibly a reminder here. Hey, remember we talked about if we get this look, let's take that. And so I think because of the amount of time we spent together last year, I think he'll kind of know some of those things that I kind of need as a reminder. And so I think that'll pay dividends for us.
Pete, there's a lot of great young quarterbacks in the league now. What's your take on Colin Kaepernick?
He had a great season last year. He's a very talented player, and I know they're expecting big things from him again this year.
Peyton, the 49ers use a lot of the pistol formation. What's your thoughts on kind of that new wave of pistol offenses, and if you'd like to maybe run a couple of pistol plays yourself?
Well, like I said, they have a great team. They have great players, and you know, I've studied probably their defense a little bit more. We played them last year in the preseason, and you see them play on TV, and it's a talented team all the way around, and they have great coaches. And I had a chance to visit with those coaches last year. It's an impressive staff, and you know, they have great players.